have always said that it was a distorted representation of the facts around the planning process in Donegal, and it's obvious that this is also nationally. Because if you look at even the best performer, it was a C rating, and I don't think anyone would take any solace from that, Greg. So I would ask them to withdraw the report, but I'd also ask them to withdraw the comments that they've made after that report and the press releases and indeed the interviews that have taken place.
Donegal got an incredibly bad press right across Ireland, which would be very hard to undo. People think that we're up to all sorts up here. If Antashka were to withdraw this report, you'd also be calling on them and their spokespeople to issue you an apology to the county.
Absolutely, and we'd also like to engage with them with regards to any report around doing an assessment of how we're performing in planning. That was one of the key factors that the manager identified, was the fact that we weren't given any type of input to the report itself or even to answer any questions on it. We're a very different county, Greg. 75% of our applications take place in the rural countryside and one-off housing, and that then is deemed to be an on-zoned land. Like, you can't zone for farmhouses, you can't zone for rural development, because the zoning takes place in the villages and the towns. So that was one of the things that I'd like, and the critique that was set down, we have problems with. So I would, of course, like them to withdraw the report, I'd like them to issue an apology, and I'd like them to come back to this process in a collective way and to engage with the county councils. But I'd also like them, as I said, to think again and reflect the remarks they made around things like Mahon, because like all things, when there's mud thrown, there's a certain amount that'll always stick.